That's right. It's time for another edition of the Distract and Disable program, number 15. I'm your host, Johnny Farrow. Today we're going to hear some more tapes from the Glue Banta Vault. I'm still looking for that big emu. He has stuffed somewhere in his house. I keep finding tapes of it. So we're going to hear some more of that. That, some great easy listening, which Glue was fond of. And also some YouTube gems. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
so an empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lie with every kiss, that whispered empty words?
Yeah. Just a way, and see. For Valium is that it is used for anxiety, pre-op sedation, conscious sedation, the treatment of epilepsy, and uncontrolled seizures. I can use this as a skeletal muscle relaxant and the management of alcohol withdrawal syndrome. What do you classify Valium? Valium is classified as an anti-anxiety, an anti-convulsant, a sedative, hypnotic, and a skeletal muscle relaxant. There are several side effects to that. The side effects include dizziness, drowsiness, lethargy, depression, hangover, a headache, blurred vision, hypotension, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, weight gain, rash, and this may cause a physical dependence. As a nurse, you need to understand the whole pharmacodynamic process, and you need to understand the way this drug's going to act on a person inside their body. The action of this drug is that it depresses the central nervous system. And when it depresses the central nervous system, what it does is it enhances the GABA neurotransmitter, and it produces skeletal muscle relaxation. And this will be done by inhibiting the spinal polysynaptic afferent pathways. So it enhances the presynaptic inhibition. Therapeutic effects of Valium is that it relieves anxiety, sedation, and amnesia, and it's used as a skeletal muscle relaxant, and it decreases seizure activity. So what I want to discuss pharmacodynamics is that the absorption of Valium takes place in your gastrointestinal tract and also in the rectal mucosa. This drug can cross the blood-brain barrier and it can cross placenta along with entering the breast milk. And this drug is metabolized in the liver. So this concludes my discussion on the drug Valium.
Young man, I have tried very hard to be patient with you, but if you continue to disrupt my class with your chattering, I shall be forced to clobber you on the cruller.
Can we go someplace and talk?
Sure, come on.
Well, I can see that you
And yoga will never do.
Like a pretzel.
Yoga is, yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Or you've blown the scene.
Come on, come on, and twist my legs, pull my arms a lot. How did I get so tied up in this yoga knot? You tell me just how I can take this yoga serious, when all it ever gives to me is a pain in my posteriors.
Yoga is, yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Or you've blown the scene.
Stand upside down on your head, feet against the wall. A simple yoga exercise done by one and all. Now cross your eyes and hold your breath, look just like a clown. Yoga's sure to catch you if you come falling down.
Yoga is, yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the show. Or should I say, the program? I should say, the program. The program. That's the program. That's all she wrote. Or that's all he wrote. There's boxes and boxes and boxes of this stuff. Where this came from. So stay tuned to WGXC for more Distract and Disable. And as always, you can find us on the web in a couple of places. One is at www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. And the other, of course, is at wgxc.org. I hope you enjoyed the Distract and Disable program this week. I've been your host, Johnny Farrow. Until next time.